I don't like to ask for directions. I just don't. I don't think it's because I'm stubborn. I just feel like I'll figure it out. Okay, maybe I'll drive an extra 4 hours, but I'll figure it out. I'll get there. And why don't men like to ask for directions? Well, is it because we think we always know where we're going? I don't think that's it. But that is where we are going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you are doing amazing. Remember, it is a Friday and the Friday Challenge. You have 2 days to get as many people to church as possible so that they can hear about Jesus. Maybe you have a hard time telling people about Jesus. Great. At least invite them to church. And if you don't go to a church where they talk about Jesus, then go to one that does. Don't waste your time. A church that preaches the Bible, preaches the gospel. Make it happen, Cap'n. 2 days, beg, borrow, steal, whatever you need to do, get people to church. Hey, you can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Don't invite me to church. I already go. But I'd love to hear from you. Also, we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. Okay, we said that men don't always like to ask for directions. And, you know, I don't mind stopping and asking for directions, but at the same time, it begs the question, and that's this: what is the biggest difference in a life that is rich in beauty, full of surprises, great stories, rewarding and full of life, and one that is just, well, how would you say, how's life? It's actually pretty simple. I mean, the difference, it's not rocket science or brain surgery. It's not like trying to figure out why your wife has to go to the bathroom and then all of a sudden doesn't have to go to the bathroom. It's not that complex. I'll give you the answer. But I want you to promise me something. I want you to promise me that you'll take time to realize how profound this answer is. Even though at first, I guarantee you, you're going to say, really, Garth? That's what you think makes the biggest difference in life? I'm going to read you some verses, and if you can't figure it out, I'll tell you what it is, but it is profound. Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. 1 John 5:15, and if we know that he hears us in what we ask, we know that we have the request that we've asked of him. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask. What's the secret? Prayer? Nope. But that helps. It's simply this: learning how to ask. And let's be honest, that is a problem for a lot of men. Maybe for women. I didn't check into it. You can correct me if you want to, ladies. But I know for men, we have a hard time asking. We have a hard time asking for help. This verse in James does not say that you lack and you don't have because you're not smart enough, or because you married the wrong person, or because you don't have enough money, or because you're too old, or not connected, or don't have the right friends, or have a checkered background, or are the wrong color, or have the wrong upbringing, or because you came out of prison. No. You do not have because you do not ask. Now, there are people out there today who have a bad job, a horrible job, a job that nobody really wants, and it's simply because they did not ask for a better job. They tried once, yeah, they asked once, and it didn't happen, so they quit asking. And I don't just mean asking God. That's the obvious, but I mean asking. You have not because you ask not. Ask anyone. Ask everyone. Ask everybody. You remember the woman in Luke chapter 18? She kept knocking on the door of the judge, and he said, leave me alone, I'm sleeping, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. She kept knocking, she kept asking, she kept knocking, she kept asking. And that was the only prerequisite. Her prayer wasn't answered until she got enough faith, or the right spouse, or came at the right time of day, or read enough of the Bible, or lived a perfect enough life. She got what she wanted because she did not give up asking. Ask for a promotion. Ask for a better job. Ask your spouse to be sweeter. Ask Jesus to give you more answered prayers in your life. Ask your friend how to be a better parent. Ask your neighbor how to invest. Ask the guy at the music store how to play drums. Ask the woman at the counter for the best price on that watch. Just be willing to ask. Ask for stuff. Ask for wisdom. Ask for help. Yes, ask for directions. Just learn to ask. And if it's a no, well, you have a story. And if they say yes, you have an even better story and are closer to the direction you are headed. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Ask. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. I hope you have a great weekend. And until Monday, keep slaying giants.